Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy?
Yes.
We have Harry and hopefully Gus joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
I know those guys.
Hello, everybody.
There is good time, Gus. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, friends. Nice to hear from you guys.
Good to hear from you, too. So, I saw this. I can't remember where I read it. Maybe it was in the Boston Globe. And I saw your name pop up. And I was like,
yeah.
Hey, there's Harry the Puppeteer, our good friend. And you're doing an event that's coming up, I believe. Is it this weekend?
It is. It's this Saturday in Boston Common at on the corner up by Emerson College there. It's called Uncommon Stage, and it's a project between Emerson College and Puppet Showplace in Brookline, and they're producing puppet pieces in the park. So I'm performing at 12 o'clock on Saturday with Good News Gus, and we're going to bring a bunch of different friends with us, and it's going to be a good time.
I saw Good News Gus perform last year live at the Sheep Shearing Festival in Waltham. And let me tell you, Harry's a Renaissance man. He sings, he plays ukulele, he puppeteers, he's a ventriloquist. What can't this man do? The show is electric, and I'm not a child.
I got a wonderful email after a birthday party last week, and this mom was like, thank you so much. We had a great time as parents. And I was like, oh, my goal is to make sure that everybody has a good time. So I throw in some jokes for the adults, and they hopefully go over the kids' heads, and we have a good time. So, this Saturday at 12 o'clock on the Uncommon Stage, we're going to present the Good News Gus Show, and we're going to talk to the kids in the audience and try to promote some positivity and try to share good news. Because I almost called last week, Kennedy, when you had that thing about, I need some good news. And yeah. I'm like, I can do that with you.
Well, you do, whether you know it or not.
I appreciate it.
What made you decide puppets? Puppets are for me.
So I was always a performer in Boston, and then I had the opportunity to move to New York City and be a behind the scenes on a kid's TV show called Sesame Street. And so I was.
Sesame
I went to
a little underground
bell.
Show.
Yes.
PBS is punk rock.
Is
let's go.
Local television.
I
there,
can
right?
show you. I can show you how to get to Sesame Street. But I moved to New York.
He's like, I've been there
to be a kid wrangler and move the kids around on set and make sure they were safe. And my supervisor, she's wonderful. Her name was Carrie. And they would say, Carrie and Harry, bring the kids to the set. And we were like, they said our names. And we would bring the kids to set, and I'd see these amazing characters come to life by these amazing performers. And I was like, oh, yeah, puppets. I want to try that again. And so I started taking classes, and I met my wife, and she sent me to puppet school because she's like, you keep talking about this. And so she sent me to puppet school, and I started building puppets. And then we were like, let's start a family. Well, let's get out of New York before we have a family. And we moved back home to Massachusetts, and we built a bunch of puppets, and then we made children. And here we are telling stories. And it's just I just love the way the characters come to life and how anybody can do it. And so I've been teaching puppetry classes, and Puppet Showplace teaches puppetry classes, and it's just a wonderful way to express yourself and tell stories from different vantage points. And there's an adult puppet slam coming up in October I'm hoping to be part of. They had one a couple weeks ago, and I got to present my version of Romeo and Juliet with apples and oranges.
Wow, and, man. You are a ray of sunshine.
How cool is that? That's a puppeteer, really cool. You can, animate literally fruit and vegetables, and people were, heartbroken at the end, because I don't know if you know this, they doesn't work out so well.
Spoiler alert! Gus, Harry, you're one and the same to me. You're
sorry,
symbiotic.
Dan, I thought you were talking to me.
Harry, do your kids ever get tired? Are you doing the puppet voices, or do they still love it? Or stop doing that silly voice, Dad.
I think they love it. This weekend, I was like, you guys want to come to my show? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, okay, good. Because so many times after, for the summer, we were really busy, very, very lucky to be booked a lot. And I was like, hey, I have this thing over here. And they were like, nah. And I was like, okay, they've seen it a million times. I get it. You don't want to. But I think this morning I woke up Angus with, I have a character named Ketchup. And I was like, hey, Angus, get out of bed.
Amazing.
He was like, okay, amazing. All right.
Absolutely amazing.
You as a dad would never be a dull moment. I bet your house is very fun.
I swear to God, if your family was a reality show, I'd watch it.
Right?
Okay, so let's tease this event again. So a puppet showcase presents the Good News Gus show by our good friend Harry, Uncommon Corner. This is Boylston Street and Tremont Street. It's happening on Saturday. This is free, by the way.
Yeah, it's a big stage that Emerson builds every year. It's really cool.
Right.
It's wonderful. It's a great, and then at the end there's like a taco truck and a Harpoon Brewery bar right there. So we're gonna sit back and watch, and then the rest of the day it's all musicians on the Common, and it's we're gonna sit and have a drink and watch them, and maybe we'll hit the Red Sox game. Who knows?
And what time do you start again?
Noon.
I'm gonna be on at noon.
Okay. And if they want to find you on social media, what's your Instagram?
Check us out. Yeah, we have Good News Gus. And so Good News Gus is the yellow fuzzy guy. And he has his own Facebook page and Instagram and goodnewsgus.com and all the things. And I just wanted to say thank you to you guys for being so supportive and all the wonderful, positive things you guys do. I love you, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. We love you. I mean, you're already a member of our Good Vibe tribe.
Yep.
But,
I'm checking the mailbox, waiting for my hat to arrive. It says official member of the Good Vibe Tribe.
All right.
Well, we already sent it to Gus. Gus has his. Sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Hey, you can't have my hat. It won't fit you, big guy.
Well, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Please tell Gus we say break a leg this weekend.
Will do.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce made their first appearance as an engaged couple.
Oh.
As they were together at the college football matchup between the Cincinnati Bearcats and the Nebraska Cornhuskers at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. Kelce played for the Bearcats during his college career. So they
so did his brother. Big Bearcat guys.
Yeah, so they were there. And here is the announcer not missing a beat.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
How about the newly engaged couple, Travis Kelce? We saw him on the field pregame with Taylor Swift, his fiance, in the building. Congrats.
Look at that. Just making impressions wherever they go.
College football's back.
Was she just walking around with that million-dollar rock on her finger at the tailgate?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, I guess with that amount of security, it's fine.
She'll be fine. Don't you worry about her.
I don't know. Maybe you wear a fake one, like out in public. I don't know. I'd want to wear that just going to a football game.
She is literally surrounded by five men that are 8 feet tall and bulletproof.
Navy SEALs.
I get that, but people are stupid.
Yeah, I know. And they wouldn't get close enough to her to get stupid. No chance. Tomorrow, very big day here in Boston. It is New Edition Day. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu declared this a little bit ago, saying it is an honor to welcome home Roxbury Natives New Edition to celebrate their global impact from communities here in Boston to the music industry worldwide. It's a unique opportunity to bring Boston's neighborhoods together in a celebration of culture, pride, and community. They, of course, were formed in Roxbury in 1978. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, and Johnny. Boston, where it began for all of us, Mr. Brown said in a statement. This honor means the world to me. It starts at 10 o'clock. The city will hold a street naming ceremony at the corner of Ambrose and Albany Streets. It will now be called New Edition Way. And then there will be a block party at 11 o'clock in front of the Orchard Gardens Boys and Girls Club. There will be music, a youth backpack giveaway, free food, family-friendly activities, a special appearance by the group. And if you can't make it, it's being streamed on NBC 10 Boston.
I mean, you want to talk about a group that was so influential. In my youth, it was roller skating. And the second you heard those first notes from a New Edition song, you would beeline it. Fast skate. Let's go.
I was not around yet, but I guarantee it must have been a time to be in this city when New Edition and the New Kids were two of the biggest acts on the planet, and they were both like good guy, local guys.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't imagine what it was
100%.
Like here.
Well, who was your favorite in New Edition, Kennedy?
Oh, Johnny Gill can rub me the right way anytime he wants to.
I was still.
Any day of the week.
I was a Bobby Brown guy.
For sure, any day of the week. Rob Gronkowski and Gronk Fitness recently unveiled a nearly $50 million training facility at BC High, Carson, providing students with state-of-the-art equipment and space for athletics wellness. It was meant with excitement and positivity, Gronk highlighting the importance of the new facility for the next generations of athletes. It's named the Cadogan Family Wellness Center, serving as a state-of-the-art wellness and training center for the students and staff at BC High. So that's pretty cool.
Yo, soy fiesta.
Was Barrett there? Did you get to meet him?
No, he didn't. He told us about it. So yesterday was freshman orientation at school, but they did these this with the 7th and 8th graders, and you know he's going into 9th grade. So it was only the 7th and 8th grade. He was kind of bummed. He's like,
Where was he last year?
I know, right? He says it's amazing, though. Apparently, a former BC alum had passed away, an older gentleman, and bequeathed the school this large amount of money. And
I that's Mr. Cadigan.
Yes, that is the Cadigan family. And so they built this huge aquatic center and facility and training facility and all of that. It's just, I haven't, we've only seen pieces of it because it wasn't done yet, but apparently it's stunning. And that was kind of cool that Gronk was there.
$50 million sure goes a long way. And you guys want to hear some new music because it's Friday?
Sure.
All right, Sabrina Carpenter released her new album, Man's Best Friend, saying this is not for the pearl clutchers. Here is her song, My Man and Willpower. A song called Tears, but I can't play that on the radio.
The video, I watched a little clip of the video this morning, and it is incredible. It's a very powerful video.
I saw some lyrics online.
Really?
For Tears.
It's powerful? Because the words aren't powerful.
Watch the video.
How does she turn that song into something powerful? I'm confused.
Are you talking about Tears?
I don't think you're talking about
because
Tears.
Because I saw the lyrics this morning, I was like, I need to take a shower.
Yeah, go watch the video.
Yeah, I don't understand how that first sentence in that song can be anything other than just pure sex. Seriously, full stop. Well, anyway, you do you, Sabrina. You do you. And that's what I got, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Mark from Ipswich.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Kennedy.
In the car with his daughter, Sarah. They are heading to drop her off at college.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
Big day.
Yeah. Big day, and it's pouring now in Ipswich.
Yeah, so if you're in a big U-Haul, like, you know, moving truck, please take Sturo.
Yes, wrong. Going to Maine.
Will you kick Kennedy
Someone's
out of the studio?
Someone's going to do that, and they're going to be like, well, a guy told me to.
Well, guy told, Carson told me to. I should.
And
well, if they're listening
Kennedy,
to us for advice, they deserve
the
it.
Bye, Kennedy.
Goodbye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You got more right than you get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's now left the studio. She's in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yeah, as very as we can be.
Travis Kelce's jersey sales jumped 200% after he announced his engagement to Taylor Swift. Is Travis the older or younger brother to his brother Jason?
Younger.
Kim Kardashian took the California bar exam. Now she's waiting for the results. What is the bar exam for?
To become a lawyer.
Question number three. Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, and Lionel Richie are returning for the next season of American Idol. Can you name the original three American Idol judges?
Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson.
That's a yes for me, dog.
Question number four.
Yes, me,
Zendaya, turning 29 this weekend. What is the name of the 2024 tennis movie Zendaya starred in?
Oh, God. It's with the two lovers.
I have no idea.
I do know it, but it's not going to come to me.
All right, question number five. Mark Ruffalo had to gain a bunch of weight for his new show, and since it's set in Philadelphia, he used cheesesteaks to achieve the goal. What does with or without mean when ordering a cheesesteak in Philly?
With or without, I would say onions.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Sarah, where are you going off to college?
I'm going to the University of Southern Maine.
All right.
What's the mascot of the University of Southern Maine?
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies, Dan.
All right. Should be a moose. That's what I would do if I were in the school.
Mark got 4 out of 5, woo! Kennedy.
Okay, sir.
Very good. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Travis Kelce's jersey sales jumped 200% after he announced his engagement to Taylor Swift. Is Travis the older or younger brother to his brother, Jason?
Younger.
1-1. Kim Kardashian took the California bar exam. Now she's waiting for the results. What is the bar exam for?
To become a lawyer.
Tied at 2. Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, and Lionel Richie are returning for the next season of American Idol. Name the original 3 Idol judges.
Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Zendaya, 29 this weekend. What is the name of the 2024 tennis movie she starred in?
Champions?
Close. Mm. Challengers.
Mm. Challengers. I knew it after you said it.
Question number 4. We're tied at 3, Kennedy.
All right.
This is a big one.
Let's do it.
You miss it, and the Huskies are world champs. Mark Ruffalo had to gain a bunch of weight for his new show, and since it's set in Philadelphia, he used cheesesteaks to achieve his goal.
Oh, I would too.
That's method acting, Kennedy.
What does with or without mean when ordering a cheesesteak in Philly?
With or without onions.
That is correct.
And you got to get it with the whiz. Wit whiz.
Absolutely. There is no other way to eat it. Full stop, period. Except what I said.
No, you know what they love is when you stop and start asking them questions.
Mm-hmm.
They love that.
Then there's a dude in a Jalen Hurts jersey behind you like, oh,
brah. 4-4 is the final score with a tie. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Well, Sarah, have a great time at school. Yeah. Congratulations. Mark, thank you guys for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to
Kennedy? Every morning at work with my friend Nancy. I want to give her a shout out. We listen to every 45 minutes. Every 45 minutes on the air.
Hi, Nancy.
Nancy. Sarah, you can stream us at Southern Maine using the Odyssey app, by the way.
Yeah, you can.
Tell your dorm.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Mark, Sarah, and Lauren from Ipswich heading to the University of Southern Maine, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. That is the number into our studio. You can call or text that same number. Again, 617-655-1234. What are you getting into this weekend? How about you, Kennedy?
Well, tomorrow I have my second ketamine treatment, so I'm really looking forward to that. We'll see what the journey takes me this time.
Okay.
And then on Monday, I'm going to King Richard's Fair. Huzzah!
Oh, King Richard's Fair is back?
It starts today. Or tomorrow, excuse me. It opens tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Turkey legs, mead, and maidens. Let's go.
All of the things in the new location. I just can't wait to see what they've done. I'm so excited.
Yeah, if you had not
heard. It is my Super Bowl.
They essentially took over the space where Edaville was. They have moved out of the forest and into that space where Edaville was. I just can't wait. Wait, Kennedy, I imagine it's going to be
it's
spectacular.
A bigger space, yep. And I think that they, I'm just super excited to see what they've done with it. I love it so much.
I want to go this year. I haven't been in a long, long time.
It is my favorite thing.
Emily is from Sterling. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You're doing something pretty big this weekend, a little shopping trip.
We are. We are going with our bridal party and moms and flower girl to pick out dresses for our wedding next year.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Now, is it you that's getting married or are you in the bridal party?
It is me that's getting married, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. What are we going for the look here for the ladies?
So our colors are gray and purple. So the bridesmaid dresses are going to be like a lavender They're going to pick their own styles and everything, but lavender dresses.
I love that. My sister did that. She sort of said, here's the color. You can get any dress you want in this color. So everybody feels comfortable with what they're wearing, like they feel comfortable in their body. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I love that. I think that's very very cool of you as a bride to do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think my wife left that up to the
She did not.
Bridal party.
She did not.
This is what you're going to wear.
But it was a really pretty dress. So I was very grateful.
She was a little bit different in that regard.
Well, which is okay. You do.
Congratulations to you, Emily. When is the day?
July 18th.
Okay. And what's your fiance's name?
Yep. Ashley.
All right. Well, congratulations to you both.
Friends.
Thank you.
Let's see. B-side from Gloucester. Good morning, B-side.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
25th high school reunion this weekend. Good for time. B-side.
Yes, I'm old.
Honey, I'm about to have my 35th, so why don't you just shush?
I'm about to have my 40th. What are you talking about?
I'll never go to one.
Well, yeah.
They're so fun.
They don't have an almost high school reunion.
I feel that, Dan.
Man.
What's the big song for when you graduated high school?
White Snakes, Here I Go Again.
Come on.
Let's go.
Oh, Carson, give it to me.
I can feel my hair getting closer to God just when this starts playing.
How is this from your high school years?
That's what I was about to ask, because these were...
But you know what? Led Zeppelin was from my high school years.
Oh, really?
Like, we were really into, like, 70s classic rock. Gotcha.
Kennedy, are you going to go to your 31st high school reunion?
Hell yeah. We were supposed to have it this year, and everything got a little bit skewed. COVID kind of knocked everything off a little bit, but... I wouldn't miss it for the world.
I would. Your life's dope. You can flex on everybody.
It has nothing to do with it. I just really...
It has everything to do with it.
I just really... No, the 10-year reunion has everything to do with it. Past that, nobody cares anymore. Literally. Nobody cares. They stop bringing their wives. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's just a fun time to see your friends.
Where's the party going to be, B-side?
It's going to be in Gloucester at a venue that I used to sneak into as a fifth grader into all the sixth grade dances, and I got thrown out. So I am living my best life with my arm candy tonight, and I'm just going to have a great time. This will be my first one.
Oh, honey.
What school
so
is this?
Fun.
Gloucester High School.
Going down the lonely road I've ever known.
Tell them, Dan.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. Well, I made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again.
Have fun.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you.
With her arm candy. I love her so much.
Kennedy, Milan, and Barrett. Are headed to the Cape.
I would imagine you and every
good
other
Lord
person.
Willing, and the creek don't rise.
You'll get there by Monday morning.
We will be there just in time to turn around and come back.
Does he have to be at school today?
No, he had freshman orientation was yesterday, so he doesn't have anything today.
So are you wheels up at 10:02?
We're gonna try. You know, it's for Lana's business. It's school uniform season,
busy.
So it's like
I didn't know
second,
she was already down there.
Second Christmas. No, she's been super busy at work. So hopefully we'll get down there. Maybe you know, hang out, play a little golf, a little backyard barbecue situation.
Yes.
You know, shoulder season at the Cape. I don't know if this is technically shoulder season. This is still...
What is shoulder season?
I think October is shoulder season.
Yeah, shoulder season is like once you get past the regular season.
Shoulder season is in between other seasons. So typically, like depending upon where you're going, like in New York, January, February, shoulder season. Because nobody wants to go to New York in February.
No.
So things are cheaper.
Why do they call it shoulder season?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because I figured shoulder season would be when it was busy and you're shoulder to shoulder.
No, it's the absolute opposite.
Maybe it means
but
the opposite.
For what you like.
Yeah, it's like as you get into the off season, but it's still nice enough that you can enjoy it.
No.
I don't know why they call
that
it that.
That phrase is dumb.
You're not wrong, Dan.
Would you like to know why it's called shoulder season?
I would love to, actually.
It's the periods of spring and fall that fall between peak summer months, much like a shoulder connects to the head. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Dan was right. It is stupid.
I'd like to go back in time and yell at that guy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
So again, you can call or text us here in the studio. We'd love to hear what you're getting into over the weekend. 617-655-1234. We got a long Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you'll get to spend some time with some friends and family. Maybe there's a barbecue grill in your future. Maybe there's a pontoon boat, even though it might be a little chilly in your future. I don't know. Mary's from Plainville. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Kennedy, you're going to be into this one.
Okay, what
tell,
you doing?
Tell everybody what you're doing. What are you doing?
I'm going to a sound healing and meditation with messages from loved ones from beyond.
Oh, wow. Where's that happening?
It's at the Zen Loft in Bridgewater. Uh-huh. A medium by the name of Jody St. Ange does it. Uh-huh. She works a lot with Maureen Hancock.
Oh, really?
You might know that name. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds so cool. Will you let me know how it went?
Yep. I will. $20 at the door. You can sign up online at the Zen Loft. She's wonderful.
Is there a particular person you're hoping to get a message from at the Messages from Beyond?
Not a particular. Unfortunately, I have a lot of loved ones beyond. Mm-hmm. So,
whoever shows up is welcome.
The app, you got it, Kennedy. You know.
You can't be picky. You don't get to pick who comes from beyond.
Like, I'd love to talk to my grandmother, but nobody tells my grandmother what to do. So she'll show up if she wants to.
Right.
That's how I feel about Ethel.
That's it.
My girlfriend went with her sister and her mom to, like, the Long Island medium who does the
same
thing.
Yeah, Teresa Caputo. Yep.
She said people were, like, crying in the stands, and it was very emotional.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It is very emotional. It's amazing. If you're a non-believer, you need to try it at least once because something may just happen.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Let us
really
know next week how it went. I want to hear who showed up. Jennifer from Dighton. Hello, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi. Doing great. So apparently Jennifer and producer Dan will be doing the same thing at some point today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am heading up north to see Melissa Etheridge and the Indigo Girls at the Bank North Pavilion today.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. That sounds like amazingness.
Now we're talking.
So you will be stuck in 93 North traffic on Labor Day weekend, too.
I absolutely will. I think it's going to be amazing, though.
Mm. Oh, man. Mm. Have so much fun. Closer to Fine just takes me back to college like you would not believe.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, not to besmirch the good name of Melissa Etheridge. We love her, too.
No, bring me some water. That was college, too.
Yeah, we're out of my wheelhouse right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Between black and white.
What? Come on, Dan.
Dan, look up Lilith Fair. That's all you need to know.
Me and my friends were not driving around bumping the Indigo Girls and Melissa Etheridge.
It's only life after all. Get in touch with your divine feminine and make it happen.
Come on, Dan. Come to My Window from Melissa Etheridge.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not on my playlist.
Yeah, she's got a lot of hits.
Maybe it should be her.
To each their own, man.
All the ladies, enjoy it.
Who are you going with, Jennifer?
I'm going with my best friend, Heather.
Have a good time.
Oh, my gosh, it's just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
All right, have fun.
Thanks.
All right, Kennedy, we need to put together a playlist for Dan when he's stuck on 93. Just like Melissa Etheridge, Indigo Girls. The whole thing, a whole vibe.
Some girl rock, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Me?
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Some Natalie and Brulia, maybe.
Oh, I know Torn. Yeah. Everybody knows Torn.
Come to my.
So, producer Dan, what are you going to be doing up on 93 North? Where are you headed? Winnipesaukee?
Yes, so after I sit in traffic with Jennifer, we're going up to Lake Winnipesaukee, but the little twist, we're crashing mine and Kaylee's parents' couples weekend. They've become friends since we've started dating, and Kaylee's parents are already up. They were up there last night without us, and her dad and my dad are golfing this morning, and then we're going up to meet them.
I love this
to
so
crash
much.
Their party.
Do they know you're coming?
They do. And then we had a boat scheduled for this afternoon once we get up there, but I don't know.
Right.
Weather will cooperate.
Yeah, it's going to be like 68.
So
wear a sweatshirt. It's still summer, boo.
Yeah, my
mother. It'll be snowing soon.
Kennedy,
and then you'll be like, why didn't I?
Kennedy, my mother has South Florida blood. She ain't going.
You don't.
No, but we are not going if she's not going.
Hey, Kennedy, quick question for you.
Yeah.
What are we thinking about producer Dan's dad and his girlfriend's dad hanging out and golfing together?
What do you mean, what do I think about it?
What do we think about
it? I think it's great.
Why would I think anything other than something positive?
I know it's all positive.
They're just two old dudes in their 70s that get together and talk about it.
Seriously, it's so hard to find friends when you get older. I think this is awesome.
They talk about TV shows from the 50s that nobody remembers. It's great.
I absolutely love it.
Yes,
I think it's wonderful.
When everybody had three channels.
They talk about who grew up harder because that was a big thing.
Because nothing sucks worse than hating your spouses, your partners, your whomever's parents. There's nothing.
It's great. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, so the fact that you guys, that everybody loves everybody, I love it for you. Love it.
This is so good, Dan. I like this.
Yeah, you know, our two dads are not listening. You know what our two dads are not listening to on the golf course?
They are definitely rocking out to Melissa Etheridge.
Things I would pay to see. Your dad singing Melissa Etheridge.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
The final day of Redemption Week as we bring in the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. Please say hey to Jen from Plymouth, Kennedy.
Good morning, Jen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
You've brought in some fans.
Fans and the smartest two people I know, my son Ben and daughter Nora, so they're going to have to hopefully help me out today.
And how old is Ben?
Ben is 10 years old.
And Nora?
She is a wonderful 8.
And producer Dan, you noticed something about Ben and what he's wearing.
Yeah, Ben came in, he's wearing a Seattle Mariners jersey.
What do you think about that, Dan?
I was like, what's going on, bro? We're in a wild card race with them.
He just got here.
You don't come in here wearing, not in my house, wearing enemy colors. I don't care if you're 10.
Keep him humble.
What are your thoughts, Ben?
Red Sox fan, but I just like wearing jerseys.
How do you feel now, Dan?
We'll fight about it in the parking lot after a second.
I mean, Dan will yell at you whether you're at a Red Sox game or if you're a guest in our studio. He'll let you know.
Yeah. It's not an act. I'm really this person.
When it comes to the Red Sox, he's not here for your guff.
It's okay, Ben. We can still be buddies.
Ben looks scared at this point. All right, Jen, will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Ben or Nora, do you want to follow Kennedy or do you want to stay in the studio with us?
I'll follow Kennedy.
Okay. Ben's going to follow Kennedy. Nora's going to stay in the studio. So you understand how this works, right? We have five pop culture trivia questions. If you look over to your left, you can see Kennedy and your son Ben are over in that soundproof studio. They can't hear anything that is happening.
Perfect.
If you tie, that's a loss for you. All right. You've already done it once. What was the score?
4-3.
4-3. Okay. Here we go. Question number one. Elizabeth Banks will play the lead role in Amazon Prime's limited series about the Karen Reed trial. Which Massachusetts town did the events in the Karen Reed case take place in? Why are you looking at Nora?
I am a teacher and we studied ahead of time and we were studying Elizabeth Banks. So we studied her variety of work and I'm panicking now. The trial took place in Dedham, but everyone at home.
No, that's all right. That's all right. It's a little nerve wracking to be
a little
here.
Bit.
No, I get it. Question number two, Kel Mitchell from All That, Kenan and Kel and Good Burger is hosting his own burger festival in Brooklyn this weekend.
That's awesome.
Finish the catchphrase from Good Burger. Take a listen.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Can I take your order?
Let's go. My millennial heart is full.
Yes.
Question number three. 9 years ago today, in 2016, Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83. In Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which Wilder starred in? What is the name of the newest Wonka candy that Slugworth is trying to get Charlie to steal for him?
The Everlasting Gobstopper.
Cameron Diaz, 53 this weekend. She's married to Benji Madden from which early 2000s pop punk band with the hit The Anthem?
Good Charlotte.
Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter's new album, Man's Best Friend, came out today. And she would like you to know that it's, quote, not for any pearl clutchers. Sabrina's had two songs reach number one in the country. Neither one is Espresso. Can you name them?
Oh, one of them's about Barry Keough. Oh, I'm letting you down. No, sorry. I'm not sure.
That's all right. They're tough. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Canada.
I love your sweatshirt, by the way.
Thank you.
It says you are worthy.
On the back, it's a message to my students as well.
Okay, hold on. Turn around and let Kennedy read it. Can you read what it says, Kennedy?
Dear student behind me, you are worthy. You are important. I'm glad you're here. The teacher in front of you. Oh, love it.
Yeah. And how'd you get that shirt?
So when we played you guys last time and we got the $100, we actually donated the $100 to the Good Vibe Tribe, the child Wesley who was behind us that had neuroblastoma. And then when we got the gift card, because the gift card comes afterwards, I was like, what can I do to kind of perpetuate the good vibe? So I bought all like positive affirmational shirts to wear for my students.
I love you.
I mean, geez, got a little dusty in here.
You still want to beat her, Kennedy?
Oh, you're gonna. I didn't do good.
Jen got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are pretty tough. Hey, hey Ben, was it silent in there? Could you hear anything?
Yep.
Yep, cool. Just you had to make sure.
We both screamed very loudly. You did not hear.
No, we didn't hear a thing.
Yep.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yep.
Elizabeth Banks will play the lead role in Amazon Prime's limited series about the Karen Reed trial. Which Massachusetts town did the events in the Karen Reed case take place in?
Canton.
Canton, that is correct. The trial was in Dedham, right? But the,
Can't confidential.
1-0. Question number 2. Kel Mitchell from All That, Kenan and Kellen Goodburger, is hosting his own burger festival in Brooklyn this weekend. Finish the catchphrase from Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
What do you want on your Good Burger?
Dan, let her know.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I was going to say, can I take your order, but I thought it was something more clever than that.
Are you saying it's not clever?
Yeah.
Tied at 1, question number 3.
All that is a staple.
It's our youth.
9 years ago today, in 2016, Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83 in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which Wilder starred in. What is the name of the newest Wonka candy that Slugworth is trying to get Charlie to steal for him?
The everlasting gobstopper.
Oh, I thought I had you for a minute.
Tied at 2. Cameron Diaz, 53 this weekend. She's married to Benji Madden from which early 2000s pop-punk band with the hit The Anthem?
Good Charlotte.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Sabrina Carpenter's new album, Man's Best Friend, came out today. And she would like you to know it's, quote, not for any pearl clutchers.
It is not. I can tell you that for
sure. Sabrina's had 2 songs reach number 1 in the country, and neither one of those is Espresso. Can you name them?
Them? No. Espresso.
That's neither one of them is Espresso.
Espresso. I can't.
Please, please, please. Yeah. And Manchild.
Manchild is already number 1.
It is. It came out as number 1.
I think it debuted at number 1 for a week, yeah.
Did it?
Yep, it
sure
did.
You get it, girl.
3-3 is the final score. We end up in a tie. Those were tough, right?
Those were very difficult.
You did good. You did good. We appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
When do you guys start school? When do you go back?
We already did.
Oh, wait. Whoa. So you're missing school today?
Yeah.
No, we're not. We have today off. We went back Wednesday, Thursday. We have Friday, Monday off.
Let him be a bad man.
Okay. Yes. No, he did.
We're taking off school today.
Only for you guys. That's right. Tell him, Ben.
That's so good. All right, Jen. Well, you didn't get to win this time for Redemption Week. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Jen and Ben and Nora from Plymouth, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
This time.
Go Red Sox.
I'm really Dan.
Petty!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, we got a treat for you all weekend. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app all holiday weekend. It is a Mix 104.1 Throwback Bangers weekend. It's just like Throwback Thursday, except it'll be happening all weekend long through Labor Day Monday.
Here for it.
Text in your requests now. Text them in. We want to hear about them.
We better play Mark Morrison Return of the Mac at least three times over Labor Day weekend.
Well said.
Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, don't send it to her. Email it to me, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Hey, Carson, I'm sure everyone is hoping for a Kennedy parody about Taylor and Travis getting engaged, but I have to say I was dying laughing when Kennedy was telling the story of her running over the 4-pack of bottles of margaritas that were left in the radio station parking lot earlier this week.
That was a tough morning.
Leading to her getting another flat tire. You've kind of had a history of this over the years.
I feel like that's probably at least 20 tires, at least, that I've got since I've moved here.
And the part that really made me laugh was you attempting to do a live parody over Jimmy Buffett's song, Margaritaville. So with Kennedy's blessing and permission, how about you, Carson, take a shot and make that parody?
The floor is yours.
Palms are sweating.
Jesus, take the wheel.
I don't think he wants to be anywhere near this.
Sorry for invoking your name in this, Lord.
Do you want to know the name of it?
No, I'm pretty sure I get it. But go on.
I want to know.
That's for you.
Pulling in real quick. Shiny red Bronco.
He's already
all of those bottles filled with Cuervo.
Bottles filled with Cuervo.
Somebody's 4-pack left in the parking lot. Hear that noise, her tire just popped. But then, oh, I was a little early on
here
that.
Here
we go.
And now.
Wasting away again in margarita spill. Kennedy ran him over with zero regrets.
Regrets! Regrets! Regrets!
Some people claim that her co-workers to blame. But we know.
What do we know?
It's her driving at fault.
That's probably true.
She's got a bad rep for denting and scratching. Every curb's just another close call.
Facts.
She hits the potholes and UPS trucks.
It was a FedEx truck.
She have insurance, I haven't a clue.
It's gotta be $8 million a year.
It is.
Wasting away again in margarita spill.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Kennedy crushed him with zero regrets.
Regrets! Regrets! Regrets!
Some people claim that her co-workers to blame. But I know it's her driving at fault.
Yes.
Time for the bridge, Kennedy.
Oh, are you still going?
The bottles are broken. The lines are rolling.
What?
Swears it's not her, but we've seen this movie. A dent in a fender might be a rear ender. One more car accident, the license is gone. So gone! So gone!
So gone!
Wasting away again in margarita spill.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Kennedy crushed him with zero regrets.
Regrets! Regrets! Regrets!
Some people claim that her co-workers to blame.
They always are.
But I know it's her driving at fault.
Never do that again.
How was that on your side, watching someone else do the impossible parody?
think my job is secure.
Yeah.
This Impossible Parody sponsored by Town Fair Tire.
Jack Madden Ford, actually, but yes. Fantastic, Carson. Way to make it your own.
Oh my gosh. That was hard, Kennedy.
She just makes it look easy, dude.
It's unbelievable. From the 845, this is not how I wanted to start my long weekend. I'm wasting away with regret. FYI, it's Jimmy Buffett Day. He's probably rolling over in his grave right now. Very appropriate.
508 says, and radio off.
If you have a...
Come back!
It's not our fault.
We'll be funny.
If you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, please email it immediately. It's Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
104.1. So yesterday we had the Mix Beach House. You know, we had two of them over the past week with Billy Idol back on Sunday, and then Kane Brown was yesterday. Thank God. He performed that yesterday. In fact, we didn't know. I mean, we knew, but the crowd didn't know that Kane Brown's wife, Caitlin, was there in the crowd watching their performance in
the
backyard.
If you follow her on Instagram, you did.
Right.
They've been all over the Cape all week.
But they didn't know she was there in the backyard with them. They're all paying attention to the show. And he starts talking about performing this song, and then he's kind of talking to her, and he's like, well, she's actually out in the crowd, but I don't want to mention her. You know, she doesn't have to come up if she doesn't want
to. He was so cute. He's like, baby, you can or you can't. I don't care. Right. You come on up here. You can walk right inside the door. You do whatever you want. And I thought it was absolutely adorable.
It was. Just a funny, funny guy.
He's way funnier than I thought he was.
That might be one of my favorite mixed beach houses we've ever done. It was just so chill.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't rushed.
Well, you're talking about the behind. You're talking about the behind the scenes.
I'm talking about all of it.
Part of it.
There was no playlist. He didn't have pieces of paper taped to the ground of what song they were going to sing. He had nothing.
He didn't know what he was going to sing until he sang it.
Jimmy, his guitarist, was just sitting there with the phone saying, you want to do this or this?
Right.
And then he'd go, yes.
Well, Jimmy had the list of what they were supposed to do.
No, Jimmy had many things that they could do that they'd been practicing without him.
Right.
Because he didn't have time and they'd acousticated it down for him.
He was all out playing golf during soundcheck, apparently.
It was hilarious because he would hold up a list which clearly had multiple choices.
Right.
And then Kane would go, yes.
That one.
And Jimmy, no, he wouldn't say that one. He'd just go, yes. And Jimmy'd be like, which one, buddy?
I don't want to tell him which one I'm going to play.
It was hilarious.
It was very good.
He played for like an hour, too.
He played for an hour.
He played for a
which is not the norm.
It was just so cool.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was having fun.
He was having a great time. And it's always interesting. And, you know, if you've ever seen any of the pictures or the video of the beach house, you know, they're on this back deck. This home is beautiful. The backyard is happening and all the people are there. And most artists, when they perform, they're up on a stage and there's bright lights and you really can't see the people's faces. And so they get to the beach house and it's just a completely different vibe. It's not at the back of a venue where you're not seeing anybody. You know, you're hanging out in your bedroom where you have this beautiful view over the water. And you can see everybody's faces, and that really throws off people. And Kane just kept talking about it yesterday, the anxiety of all of it, being able to see everybody's faces. And he says, I'm used to running around and jumping in front of fireworks. I'm not used to being able to see your faces. And he's like, this is complete. He said, I'm more afraid of this than I am of being. He said, and I think the quote was something along the lines of, this is more terrifying than playing at Fenway Park.
Yeah, he's like, this was way scarier than doing Fenway two nights in a row.
Yeah, I can relate. I would rather sing the national anthem at Fenway Park than have small talk with five people.
Really?
Any day of the week.
That's so interesting.
Any day of the week.
So I'm the opposite. Mm-hmm. I love the little bit smaller where you can see people and look at them as opposed to the big of it all. That's what scares me is, you know, 15,000 people. I'm like, holy crap, there's a lot of people. But he was great. I just thought it was so
fantastic.
Much fun.
It really was great. Yep. He just had a good time.
Yep.
And he was very mad about his golf game. Very mad about his golf game.
He talked a lot about his golf game.
Yes.
So he went and played again.
Yeah, yeah.
He went to the Ridge Club
after. That's what I'm saying. He had no plans. All he had was a tee time. Like, he could have sat out there for another hour, I think. if he hadn't had a tea time.
After everything broke up and people were leaving to get on the shuttles, I was standing out front talking to some people by the front door. Then everyone kind of moved to the side, and I was like, oh, he must be coming. So he walked out front with a bottle of tequila, and he gave me knuckles. He goes, I'm going to play golf. And I was like, all right, man, good luck.
I know. As soon as it was over, they opened up that bottle of tequila. I'm like, oh, okay, is that what's happening?
He just walked out with a bottle of tequila. I was like, I'm hitting the links. Him and his wife got in separate cars because she was going back and he was going to play golf.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll have the audio and the video of the Kane Brown stuff from the Mixed Beach House over the next couple of days. Maybe we'll get that to you next week. And again, Dan, I'm so sorry. I apologize for forgetting him.
I forgive you.
Thank you. So our former producer, Mike Morgan, was there. And so I gave him a quick shout out while we were up on stage making our announcements and thanking the clients and all of that. And so I get done with the announcements. And then Mike Morgan, our former producer, is pointing at someone, like trying to get my attention. And I'm like, what is he doing? And then he turned and points at you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot to say thank you to producer Dan. Kennedy's face went beet red. She was just laughing at me.
Well, I was sitting down there in the lawn talking to Salt, who used to work on the show, and Mike, who used to work on the show. We're just hanging out.
Right.
Reminiscing about old times, and you guys are up there doing your thing.
Right.
And you're like, thank you to Kennedy. Thank you to Sal. Thank you to Mike Mullaney. Thank you to the whole promotions team, Angelica.
Thank you to the people Carolyn. That planted the grass.
And like, thank you to Greg, Fred, and Andrea. And then you're like, thank you to Salt. He's like, all right, he's doing other radio stations. And he's like, thank you to our former producer, Mike Morgan. He's doing guys that don't work. And they're both looking at me like, you guys have a good relationship? And I was like, I don't know.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. What's funny is I always forget to thank Megan, who works behind the scenes here at the radio station. And afterwards, she said to me, she's like, thank you. You didn't forget me today. I was like, yeah, but I forgot producer Dan. I can't win for losing.
I can't remember everybody. I put
Dan,
you in and you...
someone must be sacrificed every time Carson takes the mic.
Somebody will be forgotten.
Ain't written down, it ain't happening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cody from Bellingham.
Hey, Cody.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Cody?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. You tie, you lose. She's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Of course you are. Here we go. Question number one. ChatGPT says, YMCA is the catchiest song of the last 50 years. It's followed by Dancing Queen and Billie Jean. In the song Billie Jean, Michael sings that Billie Jean is not his lover. Who is she?
She's her son, I think? I'm not sure.
All right, question number two. Today's the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Which U.S. city did Katrina hit and do catastrophic damage to?
New Orleans.
Yep. Question number three. 28 years ago today, 1997, Netflix was founded. What was Netflix's original business model?
A DVD rental company?
Kids will never understand how exciting it was to get that red envelope in your mailbox.
Bebe Rexha, 36 this weekend. She had a smash hit called Meant to Be back in 2018. Take a listen and then tell me who else was on the song with her.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Who featured on that song with Bebe Rexha?
That was Florida Georgia Line, I think.
Question number four, Kris Jenner admits she had a facelift recently. It's a refresh of the one that she had 15 years ago. She says, for me, this is aging gracefully. It's my version. Who is the father of Kris's four oldest children?
You said, can you repeat the name again? Sorry.
Yeah, Kris Jenner. Who is the father of Kris's four oldest children?
Uh, I am not 100%. Is it Kyle?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
So I understand, Cody, you are a chauffeur part-time.
Yep, and I also detail cars. I also stay in the company.
Do you have the cool chauffeur hat?
I wish.
You drive anybody famous recently that we might know?
No, unfortunately. That would have been cool, though.
Who do you mostly chauffeur around?
Usually just kind of airport trips, kind of business.
Oh, I got you.
Company right. Like that.
All right, Cody got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, my friend.
Yes, where's my...
Oh, it's a softing today.
Ying. 3-0. She got 3, by the way, Kennedy. I don't know if I said that or not.
Yep.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number 1. ChatGPT says, YMCA is the catchiest song of the last 50 years. It's followed by Dancing Queen and Billie Jean. In the song Billie Jean, Michael sings that Billie Jean is not his lover. Who is she?
She's just a girl who claims that he is the one.
But the kid is not his son.
No.
I would argue.
Common misconception.
I would argue that K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, no. Cars
the
for
catchiest
Kids.
The 1-877
Cars for Kids.
Is the catchiest song of all time.
No, the catchiest song of the last 50 years is the jingle for Water Country.
Not even in the top 10. 1-0 for Kennedy. Question number 2.
Wawa Chew sits up there.
Today's the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Which U.S. city did Katrina hit and do catastrophic damage to?
New Orleans.
2-1. Question number 3. 28 years ago today in 1997, Netflix was founded. What was Netflix's original business model?
They mailed you DVDs in the mail. In the mail. They mailed them.
3-2. Question number 4. How did they get them to you?
To the mail. In the mail. With the mail.
They emailed them to you?
And then you remember you used to go to like the drugstore to the Redbox?
Oh, 100%.
Remember doing that one too?
100%.
Bebe Rexha turns 36 this weekend. She had a smash hit called Meant to Be back in 2018. Take a listen and tell us who featured on that song with her.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Florida Georgia Line.
4-3. Question number 5. Kris Jenner admits she had a facelift recently. She says it's a refresh of the one she had 15 years ago. She says, for me, this is aging gracefully. It's my version.
You do you.
Who is the father of Kris's 4 oldest children?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Robert Kardashian.
Oh, whoops, sorry, wasn't even paying attention.
That's all right. It happens. I do it all the time. Welcome to my world.
Wrong daughters.
I'm sorry, did you say so?
I've been singing the Water Country jingle in my head. I have to stop listening.
Wrong daughters.
1-877 Cars for Kids. That'll be a, what do they call that? One of those things to get stuck
in. An earworm.
An earworm, yeah. Yes.
But that one's garbage as opposed to a bop.
That is a bop, man. I like it. So Kennedy gets the win. Cody, 4-3. Unfortunately, don't get the money, but we do really appreciate you listening, calling into play. That means a bunch to us. Seriously. Thank you, thank you, thank
we
you.
We do.
Yes. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. My name's Cody from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Laura from Methuen.
Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Also, she has Max, who is 6 in the car. She's a nanny. She's working.
Hey, Max.
Can you say hi?
Hi!
Laura, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
I'd like to see you double dip, working and getting paid.
Yeah.
Five pop culture.
He's the one that told me to call.
Okay.
Oh, he wants $1,000.
Yeah, he's a smart kid. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you, in fact, will win $1,000. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I think so.
The Backstreet Boys are making $4 million per night right now at their residency, apparently. Where is their residency?
Oh, gosh, in Vegas.
need just a little more specific. Where in Vegas?
I don't know. Planet Hollywood, maybe?
Question number two. This orchestra's Ghost of Christmas 2025 tour kicks off in November. Name the band known for those Christmas hits.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Question number three. This week's new music releases include new music from Sabrina Carpenter, Belinda Carlisle, and this dark-haired and mustachioed half of Hall and Oates. Who is he?
I have no idea.
All right. Question number four. AARP ranked Idris Elba as the hottest actor over 50. He's followed by Pedro Pascal at number two. And this actor who played Dr. John Carter on ER at number three. What is that actor's name?
Noah Wiley.
Question number five. Jeanette McCurdy will release her first novel in January. It's called Half His Age. Her last book was a memoir called I'm Glad My Mom Died. Which Nickelodeon show did she play Sam in?
iCarly.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Max, what would you do with $1,000?
Buy games.
You said buy games.
Mm.
Smart kid.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
A lot of Fortnite skins.
Yep.
Or whatever six-year-olds do. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know what games he's playing, Dan. What kind
Roblox?
Of
Roblox?
What do you play, Max?
My Roblox.
Oh!
Nailed it, Dan.
I just downloaded Roblox. It was not at all what I thought it was. I thought it was one game called Roblox.
Yeah, I've never played it.
It's 1,000 million games.
Laura got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
We have one game right here with $1,000 for her. Are you
three
ready?
Out of five. Yeah.
Question number one. The Backstreet Boys are making $4 million per night for their residency, apparently.
Good for them.
Where is the residency?
Vegas, the Sphere.
Yes, the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Should have been in a boy band.
1-0. Question
Still
number
can
two.
Be in a man band.
Man band.
This orchestra's Ghost of Christmas 2025 tour kicks off in November. Name the band.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
2-1. Question number three. This week's new music releases include new music from Sabrina Carpenter, Belinda Carlisle, and the dark-haired and mustachioed half of Hall & Oates. Who is he?
John Oates.
John Oates. That is correct. 3-1. Question number four. AARP ranked Idris Elba as the hottest actor over 50. He's followed by Pedro Pascal at number two. And this actor who played Dr. John Carter on ER as number three, who is he?
Noah Wiley.
4-2. Question number five. Jeanette McCurdy will release her first novel in January. It's called Half His Age. Her last book, was the memoir, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Which Nickelodeon show did she play Sam in?
Yeah, I don't know.
iCarly, Kennedy.
Oh,
is
right,
the
right, right.
Correct answer. 4-3 is the final score.
No more games for Max, Kennedy.
That's all right.
That's what you did.
I didn't do it.
Did you hear Max in the background?
Oh,
we lost.
Sorry, buddy.
Bro. Laura, why are you the ops?
Make it stop.
Well, Laura, we do appreciate you listening and calling in to play. And Max, thank you so much for having Laura call in to play. Okay. You take it easy on her today. She's going to be reeling all day from this L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to be nice to me all day.
Aww.
Even though I ruined everything.
No, you didn't.
You can't ruin everything.
Right. Aww, you tell her that.
Just this one particular thing.
Right. All right, Laura, what do you want to say to Max? Or, excuse me, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, brutal, man.
This is Laura and Max from Methuen, and we cannot be Kennedy.
But you can beat her in Roblox, Max.
Yeah.
I love Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.